Men and women in local communities in Guinea are playing a critical role in the public health response to Ebola. These so-called contact tracers start their daily morning rounds with a visit to the families and friends of those who have been diagnosed with the virus. Dr. Laurel Zomahun is an epidemiologist with the World Health Organization.
Whoever was in contact with a confirmed or a probable case of Ebola has to be followed for 21 days. So when they accept us to come and visit them for all those days, we go on a daily basis. We ask them what would be the ideal time for them. If they tell us it's 5 a.m., we have to be there at 5 a.m. If they tell us it's 6 p.m., we have to be there at 6 p.m.
Getting the message through to the communities is the hardest part of the job. Stigma and denial are two problems faced by contact tracers, who sometimes have to face hostile and even violent reactions. Dr. Laurel Zomahun again.
We are facing more violence. In the past weeks, we have several times on many occasions, we have been people throwing stones at us. People insulting us, that's not a big deal. But sometimes it can go to life-threatening situation where they typically tell us, you have to leave or you die right now.
Dai Conti is an Ebola survivor. 52 of her family members and contacts are being monitored daily. Two of her sisters are still in the hospital infected with the virus. Contrary to the popular belief that once you're taken to a hospital with Ebola, you will never come out alive, she tells a positive story. We were well treated. We received food and we were all making jokes. People spoke positively. Some say that once you are there, you die. But I never saw that. It never happened. It all went well. Apart from contact tracing, UNMIR, the UN Mission for Ebola Emergency Response, also uses measures like social mobilization as well as safe and dignified burials to combat the spread of the virus. According to WHO, as of January 7, there have been 2,775 confirmed people infected by the Ebola virus in Guinea since the beginning of the outbreak, and over 1,700 people have died from the disease. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.